Hey, welcome. This lesson is sub-translation across headphones and monitors for advanced drum and bass production in Ableton Live. I'm going to walk you through a practical, no-fluff workflow so your low end stays loud, tight and consistent whether you're on monitors with a sub or on headphones. Expect concrete Ableton device chains, exact settings to try, and quick checks you can run in every session. Let's get into it. Overview and goal. The aim here is simple. Build a dedicated SUB bus inside your Ableton session and make low-end decisions there. We'll remove an audible rumble, mono the lowest frequencies, control kick the S-sub conflict with targeted ducking, and set up a fast check routine to switch between monitors and headphones while level matching. You'll need Ableton Live with stock devices, monitors and headphones, and a DNB loop with kick and a sine style sub to test with. What we'll build, you'll create a SUB bus group that receives every sub element. Assign sub, any sub layers or low re-SEs, and kick sub if you use one. The chain will be EQ cleanup, HPF at about 2830 Hz, optional low pass to keep overtone content out, light dynamics, then a utility arrangement that forces mono below a chosen cutoff. We'll add a monitoring chain for quick mono and phase checks, plus a sine sweep test patch to find room nodes. Quick architecture and routing. First, create a group track called SUB bus and route each sub source directly to it. I recommend direct routing over sends for sub so timing and phase stay locked. Make a LOWMID group for 100-2400 Hz elements and keep your main bus for overall glue. Treat the subgroup as the single point of decision for fundamentals and let everything above your mono cutoff breathe in stereo. SUB bus device chain, left to right and Y. Start with EQ8 for cleanup. Set band 1 as a high pass at 28-30 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That removes an audible below 28 Hz energy that eats headroom and rarely translates. Use band 2 as a sweepable bell around 40-70 Hz to find and notch any resonant peaks. Don't boost there. Band 3 can be a wide low shelf at 40-60 Hz, but keep boosts tiny, plus or minus 1.5 dB max. Most fixes are cuts, not boosts. Next, insert either auto filter or a low pass EQ to strip mid harmonics out of the sub bus. Set a low pass around 250-350 Hz. Roughly 300 Hz is a good starting point. This prevents mid bass content from contaminating your strict sub lane. Optional, multiband dynamics is extremely useful here. Configure band 1 for 2120 Hz, band 2 for 100-2400 Hz, band 3 above 400 Hz. On band 1, use slight compression. Threshold around minus 25 dB, ratio about 2:1, attack near 10 ms and release 60 ms. This controls momentary LF spikes without flattening the transient. Add a glue compressor for subtle control. Set attack 510 ms, released 0.30.6 seconds, ratio 2:1 and set threshold, so you see about 1-2 dB of gain reduction in normal material. The goal is punch control, not squashing. Now we get to stereo slash mono control. There are two practical approaches. Approach 1. Simple mono sub. Place a utility and set width to 0%. This audio version is shortened for playback.